Mr. and Mrs. Jonathan Robinson this morning. Amen. Thank God for them being here. Appreciate the Lord blessing them. Amen. Psalm 40, Psalm of David. Verse 1 said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. You know, being patient is not the best and easiest thing, but when I say best to us, but it's best to God, because God always does it right in His time. I wondered, and this morning in my own life, asked God questions about why sometimes you don't see the result as fast as you want to see the result. Things in our life that we want to see God do, and sometimes you don't see it. The psalmist said, I waited patiently, and that's the best way to wait. You don't have to wait till God says yes, to wait till God does it. And if God don't do it, then it won't be done. And I know that. And I know that there's a time. There's a plan of God in everything. And God's got a time in what He does. Isn't it amazing? There's a time God does it, but He's not on a schedule. He's eternal. And God don't have to wait. He don't have to wait, but He chooses us to wait. And God's already got her mapped out, knows what to do and when to do it. And in the Bible we find here that the psalmist is waiting on God. He said he waited patiently. And the word patient to me just means he endured. He went through it. He undergoes it. I don't understand this thing about, he said, run the race with patience. He said the farmer, he patiently waits for the fruit. That he plants in these things of this waiting. I'm not a good waiter, I'll tell you that. And I ask God to help me with that. I know that. He said, thank God, endurance, work of patience. And experience in all these things that He said, tribulation, work of patience, may I say. And tribulation, we know what that is. That's trials and different things you go through that God says, just slow down. Even in the book of Psalm 23, He said, He maketh me lie down by the green pastures. It was God that made him, that sheep, lie down. There's a purpose of God in these things. There's a purpose of God in doing things the way He does them. Sometimes He does them quick. And sometimes He don't. Most of the time there's a process. Amen. In our life, you just don't grow up. Amen. Thank God, there's a process. You're a child, baby, child. Then, thank God, amen, you become a teenager, young adult, middle age, and older age. And you just don't, it just don't happen. Sometimes we feel like, amen, it's never going to happen. We remember when you was teenagers. Amen. I remember when I was. I thought I'd never get my driver's license. Amen. But it came. Amen. There's a time. God works in this time. Even the Ecclesiastes writer Solomon said, there's a time and purpose under the heaven. Every season there's something, thank God, that He does in time. There's a time to be born. There's a time to die. There's a time to plant. There's a time to pluck up, and all these things that He said. And here this man is in a pit. The Bible said it was a horrible pit, and he's waiting on God to deliver him. I don't understand, thank God, sometimes. Amen. We get in such places that we need the hand of God to move, and we don't see it. We don't see the hand of God move when we want to see it move. And I think, listen, if we never went through anything, we would never know what it was. Amen. To be delivered. That's right. Amen. Listen, they was in a horrible pit. It might have been a well, an old dugout well. And it wouldn't listen. And he's got his feet stuck in the mire, and he's in the clay, and he's waiting on a deliverer. He's waiting on him to do something and get him out of it. And there's times we just get stuck. Amen. I mean, we get stuck in our spiritual walk sometimes. We're not, it don't seem like we're moving. It seems like we're empty. It seems like, thank God, we're like Elijah. Where's the Lord God? Amen. Where's He at? Amen. I thought He would be here by now, and He hadn't got here. And we're going through this, and it's no problem with God. It's the problem with me. He's got to iron these things out. He's going to teach me in this way. And that's the way it is. Thank God there's a time that God does things. And here this psalmist is saying, I waited patiently on the Lord.
He inclined unto me and heard my cry. Thank God there was a time he heard it. Listen, that he answered it. And didn't say he never heard it. It didn't say that he heard me. That word heard means he bent his ear to me. He looked to me. He helped me. Thank God. And there is a time God will. I'm glad for that. And I said this morning, thinking in my own mind. Thank God, why do we keep doing what we're doing? It's because we believe what we're doing. But we believe in him and what we're doing. Amen. We believe, thank God, that we're doing the right thing. Because it's testified here in the book. And that's the only thing I can go by in spirit life. It's what he says to me, because it's better. Thank God, I told the boys this morning, I said, it's good to have the writings. Amen. Listen. But it's better, thank God, for him to be there to tell you about the writings. And him tell you, thank God, and speak to your heart. Amen. God, I need his voice in my life. I've got to have his voice in my life. Amen. Listen, I have to wait on him sometime. Thank God to bring forth these things. And we look at this thing this morning in the ministry and we look at it, thank God, in our own personal lives and we wonder, amen, this happened here and this happens here, but why? Thank God, don't we see something else happen in a positive way? It seems like everybody's down in these days. And it seems like we're in pits. It looks like that. But God hadn't forgotten his people. Amen. How many times has Israel said, has the Lord forgotten? Where's he at? Amen. Job even said, I looked on my right and looked on my left. But I could not find him. Amen. But he hadn't went nowhere. It wasn't that he could. Listen, God was at the same place he always has been. Amen. Even them disciples that fished all night and caught nothing. Thank God there Jesus stood on the shore. Amen. He just stood there. Amen. And listen, when it come morning time, thank God they heard him voice from the shore. And he said, children, do you have any meat? Amen. They said, no. And he said, cast the net on the right side. And when they did, they got 153 fish. Amen. In the net. Amen. But listen, they didn't know it was him at that time. And then John said, it's the Lord. Amen. He's always there. He always will be there. But the knowing and the knowledge and the recognizing it and knowing, thank God, it was for he does. He does right. There's nothing he ever does wrong. Amen. Listen, that's our lot in life. Amen. But all of us for his purpose as a child of God that we go through these things. And brother, we have to wait on him. Amen. Because he waits, causes us to wait. Amen. It causes us, thank God, to persevere and go forward. Amen. And believe it for these things to bring it to pass. And brother, thank God when it does, there's more joy. Amen. And more thanksgiving when he does for us. Amen. What we've asked him to do. Amen. A lot of times it just ain't as fast as we want it. And I don't know if we're just living in a fast day and everything's like that. And I don't want to live like that. I've tried to slow down and I said, God, I know it's right. And I went to my little room up there and just sat in that chair and think, amen, and pray and ask God. I tell him, Lord God, I just ain't got much and I need you. And brother, and I go back down the steps and I leave the same way. Amen. But sometime along the way, amen, he puts a thought in. And he puts a word in my heart. And he helps me along the way. Amen. He knows the way I take. He knows everything about me. He knows when I doubt and when I have fears like they sung about. And I do have them. I mean, I do. Amen. I don't know why I do, but I do. Probably because of my weakness. But it ain't his weakness. He has no weakness. Amen. He does as he pleases. And I'm sad to say today that there's nothing, amen, that you can change about him. Sometimes we are changed some things, but we can't change some things. We trust him. We can't, friend, today, thank God. Amen. Change the way. Thank God he is. Amen. Listen. He said, I'm not a man. Amen. I'm God this morning. Even though he became man. And brethren, listen. Thank God he'll help you. But you're going to have to take what he gives. I'm going to have to take what he gives because he knows what to give and what's best for me, amen. That's right. Amen. I was working the other day. I was outside and I was doing some things. This just come to me. I don't know why it did. And I said, you know, I could die doing this. Yes, sir. I just come to me and I thought, Lord God, all of a sudden it kind of startled me to the fact that my life is short here. And God's given me a day to live and God's blessed me. But I'm telling you this morning, and know whether people deny it or not, He is a sovereign God. He does as He pleases. He's got me in His hand. He put me in the family of God through the new birth and put me in this world. Amen. To do His will and bless, be a blessing and try to help others and preach the gospel and do what He wants. But it takes, I'm telling you this morning, it takes some waiting in this life. Amen. Listen, John the Baptist didn't preach but 3 years. But Jesus, as far as what we have about the Messiah coming, that's Him, the Lamb of God, taking away the sin of the world. But brethren, listen, Jesus said, them born of women is nothing greater than John. And brethren, listen, it don't take a whole long life. Amen. To put, thank God, the approval of God on your life. Amen. Listen, there wasn't many men mentioned in the Bible that did not, but mentioned one time, but they're in there, and that's all we know about them, amen. It ain't building a kingdom on this earth. It's doing what He said. What about the four men that carried that one man to Jesus? They never said their name, but that was the will of God for them to pick that bed up and take that man. It's the fact of it is, I can't change who I am, and you can't neither. And I don't want to, because it'd do no good. But I know I've got to wait on Him in what I desire and what He wants me to do, and answering prayers and doing things. And I told my wife this morning as we talked about it, everything that we go through has a purpose in it. It don't matter. We can, sometimes you gotta scratch your head and say, what is this purpose for? But there is a purpose of God. You might not understand it. You might not know it. But listen, I can rest in that. If I leave it up to me, I'll make a mess. I've just got to wait on Him. Thank God, whatever your desire is, whatever your heart is. He said, I waited patiently. He inclined unto me. He finally heard me and done what I asked Him. And He brought me up all side of this horrible pit. And sometimes I'm in the pit. Amen. Oh, woe is me. Amen. But I'm glad, thank God, He knows where I'm at, and He knows how to get me out of the pit and help me, thank God, to go on. Amen. He said, out of the horrible pit, there's a lot of things that's horrible, friend. Amen. Listen, but Jesus, thank God, He's already been through the pit, and He knows how to get me out of the pit this morning. Thank God, He went through the pit of persecution. He went through the pit of suffering. He went through the pit of all this, my friend. Thank God, of the suffering of the cross. Everything He went through. He was buried. Amen. He rose again. His body laid in that grave 3 days. And He rose again, thank God, bodily. Overcome the grave. Amen. I'm telling you, there ain't nobody like Him this morning. But I'm telling you, brother, you ever get hooked into Him. Thank God, and know it's Him and Him alone. And you'll do whatever He says and wait on Him. It's a good day for you. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Somebody said, why didn't they do that before? It wasn't time. These young people just got married at 27 years old. Why did they wait till 27? It was the will of God. Amen. It's the perfect will of God. That's why you can't force the will of God. I can't force God in my corner. I can't force God to bring forth what I desire. It's going to have to be Him to do it in His time. And that's the whole thing about life in general. Brethren, listen, sometimes we just look at it and say, I just don't see much. I don't see much. That I don't see what I like to see. But God has a timing for that. I remember David, after he had been through the battle. I mean, he was tired and weary. Amen. And listen, and this is what it says. And when he topped the hill, if he hadn't topped the hill, Ziba would have never got, amen, that wine to him. And them raisin cakes and all them things that would bless him just topping the hill. And a lot of times we shut up short. Amen. But we keep it going. Amen. I thought about that verse, and unto God, I wonder why Paul put it where he did in the resurrection chapter in the last verse. Therefore, he said, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abound the work of the Lord. Amen. For your labor in Him is not in vain. Thank God, he said, just keep doing it. There'll be something to come from it. Amen. I saw Caleb pushing Miss Camille up the thank God, up into the platform this morning. Amen. And listen, thank God, I thought in my own mind, amen, nobody wants to pick them kind of things. My friend, the sacrifice and go the extra mile, and you wonder in your mind, amen, what sometimes, amen, we ought to do and we don't do it. And brother, it's just part of the journey. It's just the way it is. There'll something come from it. God bless. Listen, what you give is what you get. That's exactly right. What you give is what you get. And brother, there'll be fruit to come. There'll be the blessing of God to come. If you'll learn to give it, you'll see the getting. Amen. You got to wait on it. God bless you, Miss Kate. Amen. Helping her. Miss Camille, good to see you this morning. Amen. Been through a surgery and all these things. And brother, listen. Amen. These dear people in the church have been sick and down. And all these things that they've been through. And we wait. We have to wait. Amen, Brother Joe. Amen. You look out here and you see it's scarce sometimes, to be honest. Used to be more people coming. But brethren, we've had sick people. We've had people that die. And it's sad to say, brethren, listen. Amen. Good people too. I mean good people. Amen. That's left us and we don't have them here no more. And we look out and we say, Lord, now why ain't they replaced? As a pastor, Lord, I'd like to see somebody in their place. And listen, he tells me this. He said, if you'll keep going, I ain't got it. Doing what you ought to do, I'll do what I'm supposed to do. Amen. And that's right too, ain't it? He ain't never missed me. He said, I'll do what I tell you. I'll do what I told you I'd do. And he'll do his will, I'll tell you. Ain't God show me, Brother John. Jonathan, listen, it ain't in. I ain't got a bunch of numbers. It's in people. It's in people. And it's waiting on God to bring forth the fruit of God in people. Amen. Listen, I didn't think 20 years ago when I was here, I did not think 20 years ago of all these children growing up. I'd have never thought it. I mean, he's 14 now. Trevor's 13. And you, what are you, 13? And you take these kids, I mean, 13 years ago, what did I think? I didn't think nothing. Amen. Let's stop. Praise God for children. Amen. Hey, growing up, amen, never would have thought one day they'd be up here sitting on the platform playing a guitar or a mandolin, amen, or doing something for God. I never thought that. But that's just the way God does. And listen, you plant something, but you just don't go out there and stand over it every day looking for it to come up. But when you plant, you know it will come up, and it's going to take place. I saw your picture in that little old camp picture the other day. Amen. And listen, you go back a long way, brother. When we started that camp and we had meetings up there and preaching, and I can go back and look at them things, and some of the best memories, amen, that we've had was together right there in them places. Ain't God, this us and God, and met together in the power of God, and the memories we have and the fruit God brought forth over this people giving and being a blessing and doing what God said. And you wait and you wait and you wait, and you finally see, ain't God, my friend, some of them preaching now and some of them doing the will of God. Amen. Look at Miss Susan, amen, that thank God come to this church when she was a knee high. Now she's a pastor's wife. Amen. Now, listen, that's just what I'm talking about. You wait on that fruit. You keep doing the same thing. You can't produce it. It's God that does it. He does it in time. He brought me out in time. Amen. Listen, you can say what you want to. I got saved when God saved me. That's when I got saved. I couldn't have saved myself. I couldn't have got saved no sooner. I got saved when he saved me. Amen. That's the way it is, friend. This man cannot get out of the pit. He's got to wait on God. You're going to go through some pits in your Christian life, and you ain't going to be able to get out until he gets you out. You can try to climb the walls and everything else, but you ain't getting out. That pit's too deep. You're stuck in miry clay. Notice what he said here. He said, a horrible pit out of the miry clay. You heard people say, he brought me out of the miry clay. But buddy, I'm telling you, that's sticking mud right there, sir. Amen. That's right. And God put you in that. You ever thought Jeremiah ever asked God or thought in the mind of God, in his own mind, why did God, I mean, he called me to preach and everything I preached and nobody likes it. Amen. Nobody likes it. I mean, hey, God. Amen. He got thrown in that dungeon down there, Brother Joe. Amen. Remember that? Thank God that one man took him old rotten rags. Amen. And helped him out. Thank God. And the king come to him. He looked like him. Amen. Said to him, he said, is there any word from the Lord? And he said, there is. And you ain't gonna like what I'm about to say. Amen. Thank God. That's why he was here. It was here. Amen. That's why I was here, brother. Listen, God put you here for that purpose. He said, for such a time as this, Esther was here. I got to rescue the Jews. And she went unto the king. And she said, I know I can perish. But if I perish, I perish. I'm going in. Amen. The king stuck his scepter out. Thank God that's the only way he can enter his presence. She went in and told the king. Amen. Haman hung on his own gallows. Thank God. Why Mordecai? Thank God. Was blessed to God. Amen. Why? What do you do? You wait on God. You pray and wait on God. You labor and wait on God. Amen. You do what you're supposed to and wait on God. I mean, you just talk about waiting on God. Amen. Listen, I'm going to read this and be through here. He said, he set my feet upon a rock. He took me out of the mud, put me on the rock. He took me out of the mud, put me on the rock. Amen. Listen, there's troubles in life, but there's a God in heaven that can get you out of it. Amen. Got a lot of self-inflicted troubles in my life. A lot of them. I put my own self in the pit.
Yes, sir.
God helped me through Joseph in the pit. What do you think Joseph thought about when he went down to see his brothers and his own brothers threw him in the pit and then took him out and sold him to the Ishmaelites?
Yes,
he gets down in Egypt, thank God, and his Potiphar's wife lies on him and now he's in prison. Stayed down there 2 years, I believe it was. Did you ever think about that? Here's a man that got sold, was in a pit, amen, got sold, amen, went to Egypt, got put in prison for something he didn't do. How many times have we griped about things that God allowed us to go through and that we wouldn't need at the fault for it? Huh? You know why we ain't waiting patiently? You wait patiently on God, he'll bring forth the truth, brother. Amen. Here, all of a sudden, the baker and the butler, praise God, he interprets their dreams, they get out. Amen. I believe it was the butler, I think it was, got out and he wasn't hung. And then one day, Pharaoh had that dream, and none of them could interpret it. And finally, the butler, the Holy Ghost of God, no doubt, amen, said, hey, there's a man down there who can interpret that dream. He interpreted yours. And they said, there's a man down there, and thank God, named Joseph, who's got the Spirit in him, the Spirit of God. Amen. Call him out. He can interpret it. And he interpreted a dream of Pharaoh. Amen. Put him in, thank God, the governor of the land during the famine. Even though it's 7 years of plenty, 7 years of famine, Brother Jonathan. And thank God, listen, he put him in the governor of the land who came down because they needed food. Was the old brothers that sold him and done him wrong. He knew who they were. They didn't know who he was. Amen. Finally, he revealed himself to him. I'm going fast with it. Amen. He reveals himself to him. Amen. Thank God. And they all guilty of doing what they did to him. And they was troubled at his presence. But he said, don't be troubled. He said, you didn't put me here. God did. Amen. He said, all that I've been through was by God. Amen. He saved this whole family. Praise God from the famine. Feeding his own family and all that he went through had to wait to praise God and see it done. Even though he didn't even know what God was doing. He has right, he had a dream, praise God. Amen. He saw it, praise God. He did have the dream before he ever went, praise God. And he told his brothers about it. But the dream came true when they came. Amen. And that's what happened. And brother, and I'm telling you this today, in your life, in my life, this psalmist here had to wait on God, amen, to deliver him and put him, notice he put a new song in my mouth. I thought about that. That was a song, thank God, that was new to him because he experienced something. Listen, you never know unless you experience it. Experience is your best teacher, according to what it says. Now, that's what people say, but I will say this. You'll not know it unless you experience it. You won't know how to get up unless you fall. God never ordained sin, but you won't know forgiveness if you're not a sinner. You'll never know how weak you are if he don't let you get, show you your faults and your failures. Ain't nobody too big or too high mighty. Amen. I tell you one thing, God let me fall down, buddy. I used to think I was above people. I used to think that way. I mean, that's just a bad way to think because of some spiritual, thought you're spiritual and you wasn't. Amen. It was all outward stuff. It meant nothing to God because you don't worship with outward man. You worship with the inward man. The outward man's a testimony of grace. But the inward man's where God's at. He don't see these things. He's, my friend, he's more concerned about your heart. Amen. Than he is what, thank God, you're looking like. Even though we ought to look, ain't God in a decent way, but the fact of it is, decency and all that's just common sense. Has nothing to do with the worshiping Him. Amen. God have mercy. And I thought just because of something I dressed like or certain like that, or the Bible I carried and all that, that made me spiritual. Brother, if it did, we need to get everybody a suit and give them a King James Bible and try to hope that God did turn spiritual. That ain't spirituality. Spirituality comes from the Spirit. The new song He give you, thank God, come from deliverance. It come from a deliverance, amen. That's how you get it, Brother Keith. Amen. You don't know it till you are delivered and you have that song. What's amazing grace mean to a man that sings it all the time and he never has been delivered? You know why I rejoice in the singing this morning? I know about it. God, have mercy. If you're going to have anything in your life, brother, you're going to have to go through it. Amen. That's the true statement what my old grandpa and grandma used to say. You gotta have to crawl before you walk. That's just the way it is. Could God make you walk sooner? Sure He could. That ain't the way it is most of the time. You gotta have to crawl before you walk. Amen. There's a waiting period, Brother Keith, and that's just the way God set it up. Amen. Even Zacharias praying in the temple. Are you hearing me? Amen. Him and his Elizabeth wanted a child. Amen. And they got down in the temple. Amen. To pray, and that was his office. He functioned in the temple, and he thanked God, burning incense, and he's down there praying. Amen. And he's just praying like he always did. Amen. And the angel come to him and said, "Hey, the Lord's heard your prayer." He said, "You're going to have a son. You're going to call him John." What happened? He didn't believe it. God struck him. He couldn't talk. He couldn't talk. Brother Keith, he come out. He couldn't even go tell what the Lord had said. Huh? That's right. That's right. Praise God. He let them know that, hey, God spoke to me. We're going to have a child. Elizabeth was past age. That was a miracle of God. Huh? In His time. Son, I can sit and live in that if I can believe it. So no, thank God, everything that happens to me and whatever God chooses to do in my life is His will. God bless us. Wait on Him. Here John's born, thank God. Amen. They want to try to call him something else and they give him the tablet and he said, "No, his name's John." Amen. That's right. Listen, brother, are you hearing me? It's a time God does all that. There's a time in your life, brother. Listen. Thank God, boys, don't rush it, but don't rush it. Amen. I told my wife, it was all these grandchildren growing up. I said, all of them, these little ones. I said, man, I don't want them to grow up that fast. But there's a time they can grow up. Amen. They're going to change. When they get to be teenagers, boy, they're really going to change. You did and I did. God have mercy. Somebody said, "I don't know why my teenagers are doing that." I said, "You darn it." You got to wait. Miss Jennifer, you know that. I mean, you got to wait and just let God. I mean, you just gotta let God do it. There ain't no other way about it. You just gotta let God do it. Amen. God told me many a time, "Get out of my way! Quit trying to do my business." It's hard to wait, ain't it? Put your hand in on it. Try to help God out. He don't need my help. He don't need your help. God don't need your help. He don't need my help to do what He wants to do. He might use you in it, but I'm telling you what, it'll be Him to do it. He said, "I got a new song I put." He said, "Many shall see it." He didn't say hear the song. He said, "I'll see the song." Must have been on his face in joy and expression. "And many shall see it and fear. Trust the Lord." He said, that's how people get trust in the Lord. They'll see it in you. You've been brought out of that pit, that horrible pit. You had to wait on me to do it. You got to wait on me in your life. If you'll wait on me. Old preacher said one night, and I'm through. He said, I was praying. He said, my daughter, I worried to death, you know, about her. She went off to school, and he said, I'd always had control over her. And he said, now she's gone to school. He said, I was up all night praying, asking God, what am I supposed to do? And he said, the Lord said, well, the best thing you can do is go to bed. And he said, go to bed. He said, yeah. He said, am I your shepherd? And he said, you are, Lord. He said, I can be hers too. And he went to bed. And I'm going to tell you what, when you and I both learn to rest and wait on God, you'll see results in your own life of trust. But as long as you're trying to do it instead of letting God do it. And I know that's a little loose word right there, letting God do it. He does as he pleases. But at the same time, I'm telling you what, you're going to have to let go sometimes. That's a fact. It's just a process of God. You just got to. He's going to get you to the place to show you that you can't do it. It's going to have to be him. It's going to have to be him. You can't do it. You know what? God give us a book we can't do unless he does it to us. You can't do this book. You'd beat your head up against the wall trying to do everything in this book if he don't do it through you. That's the whole way, brother. That's the New Testament truth. It's Christ in you that lives to you. It's the Holy Spirit lives to you. You can't do it. The flesh can't produce it. You've got to wait on God to do some things in your life to produce what he wants in your life. Amen. He might do something with you and in you tomorrow. Thank God that that's what he made you for. Praise God to do them things. And brother, it might be a month from now before he does something else. That's just the way God is. It's his choice. It's what he does. And you wait on God and believe God and don't get discouraged and don't throw up your hands and say, when's he coming? Because he'll do it, thank God, when he knows it's the right time to do it. Amen. That's the way God is. You can't speed him up. You just follow him and let him do the rest in your life. You say, I don't know what to do about these things, preacher. I said, wait on him. He'll tell you. He'll tell you. You wouldn't believe the times I went to God. I mean, for a couple years more. Say, God, what do you want me to do about this? I'd get aggravated with him. I mean, I don't mean to say it like that, but I just did. I said, God, I've done everything you've told me to do, and it ain't nothing happened yet. He's just sitting there. Ain't no doubt he's on the throne. He just don't say nothing. Then one day I go to God, and I say, Lord, what do you want me to do? I mean, I've come to you. What do you want me to do? He'll say, this is what I want you to do. And he'll tell you, and you'll do it, and you'll see it blessed to God. But you'll not do it until he tells you. You've got to wait on him. That's right. Let's stay, and I appreciate you hearing the Word of God. Remember meeting tonight at 6. I love you. Thank you for coming this morning. We'll dismiss in a word of prayer. Brother Redmond, pray for us this morning.